This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The European Union has sealed a deal to provide Ukraine some $54 billion in economic aid while sending a message to the U.S. where more military aid is held up in Congress. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Ukraine's economy is a wreck 2 years after Russia's invasion. The EU money is meant to prop up the economy and set up President Vladimir Zelensky's country for future membership.
This is a clear signal that Ukraine will withstand and that Europe will withstand.
In Brussels,
aux États-Unis, il est notre partenaire dans le monde.
European Council President Charles Michel says it's also a signal to the U.S., and National Security Council spokesman John Kirby agrees.
We welcome it, but it's not a substitute for American leadership when it comes to security assistance.
Kirby again urged Congress to approve the president's emergency supplemental request for Kyiv. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that it's a dangerous moment in the Middle East. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has the story.
Secretary Austin said at a Thursday press briefing that this was a dangerous moment in the Middle East, but the United States would work to avoid a wider conflict.
In terms of escalation in the Middle East, our goal was to make sure that we contain this crisis in Gaza and that we prevented things from spreading to a wider conflict. Now, there's a lot of activity in the region, but there's always been a lot of activity in the region.
Austin restated that the United States would have a multi-tiered response to the deadly attack in Jordan that recently killed 3 U.S. troops. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. North Korea on Friday extended a provocative run-in weapons test by firing cruise missiles into the sea as leader Kim Jong-un called for his military to step up war preparations while touring a shipyard. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the U.S. and South Korean militaries were analyzing the North Korean launches into its western sea. Kim in recent months has emphasized his effort to build a nuclear-armed navy to counter what he portrays as growing external threats posed by the United States, South Korea, and Japan, which have stepped up their military cooperation to cope with Kim's nuclear weapons and missile program. The U.S. and Britain have carried out airstrikes on Yemen's installations, military installations. The Houthis say the attacks being carried out in support of Palestinians in Gaza, but some analysts say they have other motives. Dale Gablack reports for VOA from Amman.
The U.S. military says it conducted strikes in Yemen against 10 Houthi attack drones and a ground control station on Thursday, while the Navy ship USS Kearney shot down a Houthi anti-ship ballistic missile earlier and then downed 3 Iranian drones. There has been no sign of backing down from the Houthis, who have declared American and British interests to be legitimate targets. Batul Dogan Akas, a researcher of the Arab Gulf at Durham University, also writing in Sada, says the Houthi attacks may be a strategy to not only reposition themselves as a key regional supporter of Palestinian resistance to Israeli occupation, but to also cement their political authority in Yemen, especially amidst recent negotiations with Saudi Arabia to formally end the war. Dale Gablack, VOA News, Amman.
A vehicle loaded with gas exploded and set off an inferno that burned homes and warehouses in Kenya's capital early Friday, injuring more than 270 people and killing at least 3, with the toll expected to rise. A number of residents were likely inside their homes when the fire reached their houses late in the night, according to a government spokesman. Mexico's president has suggested that talks with the U.S. government on migration and drug trafficking could suffer after media reports of a U.S. investigation into alleged drug money donations for his 2006 campaign. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador suggested U.S. officials should apologize for what he called baseless allegations. He said it would be hard to sit down and talk about some of the most pressing issues in bilateral relations until that happens. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.